I'm Shireen. I got involved with No One's Illegal just over a year ago after being involved with Solidarity Across Borders in Montreal, and got involved with Migrant Justice Collective and anti-colonial migrant justice work through the injustices that I saw taking place from the repressive Canadian government and the exclusionary and racist policies that they're implementing on migrants in Canada. Lucia was in Canada from 2010 and since then was arrested and deported back to Mexico, and in between then and 2013 had come back. And on December 1st, she was arrested by transit police from an unpaid bus ticket. And then from then, she was transferred to immigration authorities and incarcerated pending deportation. And from then, she was transferred to the Vancouver Airport Detention Center and was in detention until she hung herself on December 20th and then died 8 days later in hospital. And so since then, CBSA kept her death a secret for more than a month until it got out to public and created huge public outcry for justice for her death.
That was Shireen Sufi from No One is Illegal Vancouver. I also spoke with another journalist and activist in order to find out more about Lucia's case and the circumstances surrounding her death.
Yeah, my name is Carla Lotini. I am from Mexico. And, well, I am a journalist, but I get involved with No One is Illegal. We can say formally since August 2013, like last year. But I should say that, they helped me too much when I was in the immigration process. I was refugee claimant. I applied in 2008 when I came to Canada, the year when around 10,000 Mexican people were applying for the same, for refugee status. And, I met them at the end of the process, we can say, when I was close to apply for agency and after I received a deportation order. So me and my family, my daughters, because I wouldn't let her here. I have two daughters. So, the government said you can't leave your kids here and you can't leave, right? My family were very close to be deported to Mexico. And No One is Illegal has been a really very important support. They have more than support or migrant grassroots social justice organization. They are like family for me.
Despite all the secrecy surrounding Lucia's case, the story did eventually come out. Carla explained to me exactly how word began to spread over social media.
Everything started to be spread on Facebook. That's very curious. Then a friend of mine, because I collaborate in Latino radio program,
right,
which is for child radio here in Vancouver. So the sister of my friend, Eduardo Olivares, she's Hispania, she posted something in my Facebook about Lucia Vega, saying that she was in a detention center for 2 weeks and she committed suicide. So immediately I saw this, I reposted this information, and I started to contact the main source asking to keep in touch with the sister because I knew they were raising money to pay the flight ticket for Mexico. So, nothing happened. And when the sister left Canada, then I received the answer saying about the confidential agreement. Of course, I keep in touch immediately with No One is Legal. And they say, well, we don't know exactly. We want to try to get something. But there was enough information. We didn't know which detention center. We didn't have at that moment even the complete name. And the Mexican consulate and the CBSA didn't want to say anything. They didn't mention anything. And the community and the people who knew were afraid to talk to speak out. Because some of them are people who have fight years, I can tell you, 50 years maybe, to get a status in this country. So, or they were waiting documents from immigration, the permanent residence, citizenship, and they were afraid to speak.
After word began to spread about Lucia's death and the lack of transparency that followed in the month after. No One Is Illegal organized a petition that gained over 7,000 signatures on change.org. I turned to Shireen to explain to me the exact demands laid out in the petition, and to Carla to explain the significance, not just for Lucia's case, but for all those facing harsh anti-migrant policies in Canada.
We're demanding three things that are pointed to the Minister of Public Safety, Stephen Blaney, CBSA, and the BC Coroner Services. And the first demand is to have a full, transparent, and independent civilian inquiry and investigation into the tragedy of Lucia and her death, because currently, to date, there has only been the investigation by the Richmond RCMP, and that is a police-on-police investigation, which is extremely unacceptable and inappropriate. And so we demand a full and transparent civilian inquiry and investigation. The second is to have an independent civilian oversight and review of migrant detention policies, because there are many policies that the government has implemented that are extremely unjust and that don't allow a fair chance to gain status and in Canada. And the third is to put an end to cruel and punitive conditions of detention. We're seeing now indefinite detention and mandatory detention, as well as, like I mentioned, the two-tier refugee system that is implemented through these policies. And so we're calling for the end of these conditions. No other people can be detained indefinitely, and this is extremely cruel and, yeah, a cruel condition. For those who may be caught in the bureaucracy of migration.
I should say that it's not only, I know I said that, but it's not only for Lucia, because we can't bring Lucia again, but we can try. We are pretty sure we can, these tragedies are avoidable. So you don't need to be in an organization or be someone well known. You just need to be angry and to be sad and to feel this, because today was Lucia, tomorrow who, and yesterday was your family, you know, right? Three members of a family and one kid. We need the support of all the people. This is something incredible, because this is an immigrant country. I mean, all this polemic about to be Canadian, it's a long way to talk. But, I mean, we deserve this, and everyone deserves this. I mean, this struggle is for everyone. It's not only for Lucia. I mean, she's like inspiring, but we need all the support from all the organizations in the whole country. And you know what? We are looking for more support beyond the borders.
The implication of the petition put out by No One Is Illegal is that there are systemic injustices embedded in Canada's immigration policy. I asked Shireen to elaborate on those oppressions that migrants face and whether she believed that Prime Minister Stephen Harper and Minister of Public Safety Steve Blaney had an overtly anti-migrant agenda.
I think that it's evident even from in December of 2012, the implementation of the Refugee Exclusion Act, Bill C-31, it was a huge omnibus bill that included policies such as mandatory detention for those who are deemed irregular arrivals or who are smuggled into the country. And irregular arrivals, meaning anyone almost that comes into Canada not on a plane, and or even those who come onto a plane but come under certain conditions or in certain circumstances. And I think that Stephen Harper and the immigration ministers and the whole trajectory of the conservative government. And this isn't the beginning of it. It has been taking place for a long time, and Canada was created on colonialism and oppression. But I think this government is definitely taking an even further anti-migrant stance and implementing many policies, such as creating a two-tier migrant system that makes some migrants deemed coming from designated countries of origin or so-called safe countries, and who, as a result, don't get are not granted the same rights as those who are coming from other countries. And so we see this creation of a hierarchy of status and a hierarchy of migration and of rights. And I think it's definitely to disempower migrants and to make migration to these lands as difficult as possible and to criminalize migration.
Mexico is one of those safe countries that Shireen mentions. But as Carla states,
Mexico is not safe. I would love to know that it's real, but it is not.
So how then, I asked Shireen, does the Canadian government decide which countries are unsafe and which countries are safe?
The list of designated safe countries was determined after the implementation of the Refugee Exclusion Act, and those are based in reality off of trade of like strategic trade countries that are beneficial to Canada. And so even looking at Mexico, Canada is making many trade agreements with Mexico, and as a result, they can't deem it a country that is not fulfilling human rights and fulfilling and protecting its citizens, because if they did so, they wouldn't be able to have such close trade agreements. And so we see that these so-called safe countries are not necessarily what their names. And obviously, you cannot determine beforehand what countries bring refugees and which don't. And further, Hungary is also placed on the safe countries list to stop the Roma refugees from coming into Canada. And so this list is made by those in power and those who want to deter refugees from being able to come to Canada and to gain status.
Lastly, Shireen spoke with me about how Lucia's case is not one that occurred in isolation.
Since 2004, there's been between 8,000 to 14,000 migrants detained every year in Canada. So this case, unfortunately, is not one in isolation. There's thousands of migrants in detention every year, and many of them are incarcerated in prisons alongside those who are facing criminal charges. So it's evident that the Canadian government is criminalizing migrants for the simple act of migration, which is not a crime.
I would like to thank both Carla Latini and Shireen Sufi. If you'd like to get involved with No One Is Illegal and advocate for migrant justice, you can go to nooneisillegal.org or find them on Facebook.
We have to fight together because we don't know who's going to be the next one, and we don't want it happening.